Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listener dear, it's time for another live Flatshare Slam Dime with us, Pappies. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Ben.
Oh, and what an episode we have for you this week. Two sparkling guests, a live audience, and an absolute time of it.
It was an absolute time of it, this one.
It really was. So listen, enjoy, recommend to other listeners.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Join the Patreon, support our weekly output.
Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and keep your ears peeled for Clarkie having an absolute early doors shocker in this episode. Oh, it's well worth it.
I had a great meltdown from the start.
Get amongst it, guys.
And we'll see you on the other side. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, little buddy?
Well, thank you very much. It's great to have you here. But one of you two has got to flush the toilet this week.
No! Well, Matthew, it's not going to be me.
No?
For two reasons. Number one, and number two.
Ben Clark, what about you? Are you going to flush the toilet this week?
No, I'm not going to do it. It's like the old saying, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, keep it around. If it's red, go to the doctor.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
flush it!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, na 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 na. I got a chilly little girl all in my mind. Not out about it, but it looked no fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. So then they're gonna make you feel so sad. Na 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 na. Flush, flush. I thought I heard you calling my name. Now flush, flush. She broke my heart, but I got the name. Now flush, flush. I thought I'd got my name. Now flush, flush. I broke my heart. I'm the host of landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're under my roof,
cooler shaker, what a start.
They'll be following my rules. Let's say hello to my tenants. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh, what a pleasure to be here. Cooler Shaker, what a band.
What a strong band they were.
Whatever happened to them?
I think they did a few interviews where they talked about how the swastika was a symbol of peace and people sort of went off them pretty quickly. So
they should reform.
They should.
It's a good time for Cooler Shaker to reform.
There's never been a better time for Crispin Mills to stop making those awful movies. Now, obviously, flushing the toilets, Tom and Ben, is not a one-person job. We all know that.
Of course.
Who have you brought with you as your number twos this week? Tom?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree was in danger.
Oh. Good Lord.
I know. I was accused, j'ai accused, of not being international enough. I can't speak French, for one. I've hired a brand new international ambassador to take this Jamboree worldwide, all the way from Russia. It is the wonderful Miss Olga Koch.
Olga Koch. Olga, thank you for coming on the show. Now, we were having a chat before this, and I normally ask what kind of a flatmate people are or if they've got any theme-related stories. And you did say you've got you wanted to talk a little bit about the toilet.
Okay, so I have a pretty bad one, and I would just like everyone to know collectively that if at any point you feel uncomfortable, you can just veto me telling the story.
Well,
okay?
don't give the audience that power, because at any point they feel uncomfortable, they could veto stuff. This would be a pretty short podcast, I think.
That's fair. That's fair. I take it back.
What's your bad story?
The year 2013.
Great. Here we go.
The city, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, my God. Ooh. It's international.
I'm there staying at an Airbnb with a couple of friends. We're going to a music festival.
Yes.
I am the first one to arrive. I'm sharing a room with a boy. I enter the toilet, and there, some dry shit. Okay. So.
This story has everything.
So I'm just like, oh, no big deal. I'm going to flush it. It's dried. Can't. there's no brush. And I'm like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? Because if he arrives, he's going to think it's me. And I'm not going to be like, no, it's not me. He's going to think it's me, because what would I say if it was me? It's not me, right?
Right.
So no toilet brush. I'm in a panic. I'm like, I'll use some toilet paper. But it's so dry that the toilet paper just absolutely does nothing. So there I am, horny as hell.
Wait, hang on a second. What?
Hang on, what?
Which bit makes you horny? Because...
in anticipation of the hot New Orleans sex I'm going to have with a boy.
Okay, fair enough. Because I was going to say, if that makes you horny, there's stuff you can do in my flat that will...
That's why I won't let them flush the toilet. long story short, I scraped it up with my nails. Good night.
Oh! With your nails!
Really regretting not going for a fist bump when you came on stage.
Was he worth bad. It?
Oh, terrible at oral sex.
Ah.
Just the worst. Goodness.
Did you tell him?
You should have run your nails down his back.
Ben, who have you brought along this week?
I have brought my footballing coach.
It's true.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We play every week, mate.
Yeah, and we're getting better and better.
That's the nature of coaching, you'd hope. If you're getting worse and worse, not much of a coach.
Can you improve his introductions? Because he hasn't finished it yet.
We're a power team in defence.
Yeah, very much so.
And his name is?
My best mate.
Oh, good.
Are you honestly
spaced on John Kearns'
name?
Yeah,
yeah, I was spaced on his name, yeah.
John Kearns is his name?
Yeah. John Kearns!
What?
Are you... Wait,
what an emotional roller coaster.
Wait, are you honestly telling me you couldn't remember John's name?
No, I refuse.
I just heard it. I call him Colonel.
John, can I apologise on behalf of Pappy's Fat Chest Lambda?
He calls me Colonel too.
The kernels of corn on your fingernails is what it is.
I did this to myself, don't
I? I love the tactics that you did there to try and just elongate it out so that you didn't have to get to
his
name.
What did you forget?
He's my best friend. I see him every week.
Clarky, how can you forget John's
name?
Here
he is.
The problem is, I forgot your first name, and that's the easiest name to remember in the world.
We are going to thrash these guys. There is no team spirit over there.
John, I can only apologise.
No worries.
It is John, right? So, John, what kind of a...
Wow.
This is unprecedented.
In the 8 years you've been doing this podcast, have you ever forgotten anyone's name?
No.
And we've had some shit guests.
Yeah. We've had people like that.
We've scraped that barrel, my friend.
What's that now?
Big fan of scraping the barrel, Olga Cock.
So, John... Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, John.
It's a pleasure of at least two of us. Talk us through it. You also had some toilet-related situation.
Yes. Well, it's similar to Olga's in that it's not about... It's about the person coming in.
Hang on. Did you leave a dried shit in a New Orleans toilet?
I'm very good at oral sex, by the way. No, so I'm in my new flat. A mate's coming round. There is an issue.
Sure.
An issue, a dilemma in the toilet. Basically, big problems. Gone to flush, and it's all gone up.
Ah.
Right?
Oh.
So my mate's coming round, and I'm like, this is a problem. Because it's all just floating there, and I can't get it down.
Sure.
So,
is it yours?
Yeah.
It's yours.
What do you call that thing?
Plunger?
Don't ask Clark, he's bad with
these. That you get ravioli out of a pan.
Oh! Like a strainer, like a sieve.
But there's a specific word for it.
Like a colander?
No.
Tongs.
Not tongs. I'm not an animal. What's it called? It's like for ravioli. It's like a
ladle.
It's a ladle, but flat with holes. So not a ladle at all.
Never get Tom to serve you soup.
A strainer. Is it a strainer?
Oh, it's like a strainer. Anyway.
Welcome to the podcast where people can't know the words for things.
It's not a spatula.
You've got a spoon just for ravioli? How bougie's that?
Oh, ravioli. Anyway, I put it in the shower, scrunched it up, washed it down the sink.
and served him ravioli.
Did you get
that was
rid-
somehow worse than Olga's.
Did you dispose of the utensil afterwards?
Yes.
How many years afterwards? So we have met our contestants, but let's find out who's going to be flush with success as we play round one.
You are my really big poo. Can't seem to get rid of you. My cloth you really did touch. Now you have just got to flush. But you're too big and too wide. God knows I really have tried. I just don't know what to do. I've even tried weeing on you. Goes down then comes back up, the water's shady. So flush for me, yes I pray. My big brown baby, you are so dense and warm. You're big and weighty and dimpled with sweet corn. So let me flush you, baby, such a big poo.
Wowee, there we go, everybody.
God.
The dulcet tones of Tom and Ben there. So round one is called McBusted Flush. Now, the rules are very simple. I am going to give each player a lyric from a song by either Busted or McFly.
Of course.
Of course. Then they will give me three potential lyrics. One will be the lyric I've given them. The other two will be ones they've just made up. And it's up to the opposite team to work out which lyrics were McBusted and which can't be trusted. So, Tom... Here you go. Here is your lyric. And I can tell you now, your line is from Busted's song Dawson's Geek from their 2002 self-titled debut album. Tom, I would like you to give us three lyrics. You're ready to go pretty swift there.
That was lightning fast.
He's ready to go. Here we go.
He's a lyricist.
Yeah.
You don't know my name. You don't know how the game works.
Okay. You're the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen. You walked into my room like a teenage dream. Mm. Okay?
It's good. It's great.
John's moved to tears, by the way.
I dreamt last night we were on Dawson's Creek. You were that girl. I was James Van Der Beek.
I mean, you could definitely write for McBusted, is what we're finding out here.
Damning with faint praise.
I've got the urge to knock you out. I can't handle this. The ladder by your bedroom window really takes the piss.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Two. Three. Don't ask me to repeat them.
I was going
to
say,
yes. I can't remember them.
So... We've got the first one about a teenage dream.
Yeah.
We've got good. The second one, which name checks James Van Der Beek.
Yeah, that's good.
We've got the third one, it's got a ladder up against the door, referencing, of course, the TV show Clarissa Explains It All.
This
hey,
podcast
Sam.
Is set 20 years ago,
this
by
podcast...
the way. Sorry, we should have explained that.
This podcast...
It's a period piece.
Which one feels believable?
The second one, I'm feeling, referencing, they're jumping on the back of something. These guys are all, they're just in it for the money. They're jumping on the back of the money machine at the time, which was Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, with respect, Tom, you've got that name on the tip of your tongue. With respect, with the utmost respect.
The name
respect.
Of the song, wasn't it?
Don't paint me with Clarkie's brush.
Yeah. 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 Have you checked your carbon monoxide thing at this point?
Olga, we need to get out of here quick.
It would explain a lot.
You haven't got one, have you? You haven't got one. So my, I'm going to go with the second one.
All right.
So you're going for the James Van Der Beek.
Let's do it.
Tom.
I can confirm that the real lyric was, I've got the urge to knock you out and I can't handle this. The ladder by your bedroom window really takes the piss.
God.
I made up the other two.
He made up the one about James Van Der Beek.
James Van Der Beek, always there. Right on the end of my tongue. Always there. Always thinking of James Van Der Beek.
My God, that's a horrible lyric.
It's
not great.
Also, I mean, it was a different time. So, this is yours, John. This is yours. And I can tell you now that your line is from the song Who's David? By Busted from their 2003 album A Present for Everyone. Tom and Olga, you're to guess.
Is this a Christmas? Did they do a Christmas song?
Where? The album was called A Present for Everyone. The song is called Who's David?
Oh. So was that written by Clarke?
Oh, dear. So go live in the house of David, if you like. But be sure he don't know Peter, John, or Mike.
All right. Tell you what, John's really flexing his knowledge of names here.
It is.
Slapping Clarkie in the face.
Flaunting it.
There were four names in that.
It's a lot of dudes.
Kneeling by the hearth. Stocking full. What on earth? All right. Tiptoeing down the stairs.
Just going to remind you, it's Who's David? The album is called Present for Everyone. Who's David is the name of the song.
Tiptoeing down the stairs. Is that you, David?
Okay.
All right.
So, A Present for Everyone and Something for Everyone in those three lyrics. So we started off with...
So, number one, so go live in the house of David if you like, but be sure he don't know Peter, John or Mike. Kneeling by the hearth, the stocking is full. What on earth? Tiptoeing down the stairs. Is that you, David?
There we go. He's got perfect recall.
That is fucking haunting.
Talk us through it. What are you thinking at the moment, guys?
What Olga and I were just considering is, we think, when I said, is it a Christmas song, that's taken John down that route.
It absolutely has.
So basically...
Tom, you're 100% right with that.
So
you put the Christmas into his head, and once it was in there, it wasn't going anywhere.
Stocking foot. So one of them's got a stocking foot.
How dare you!
And then the other one is tiptoeing down the stairs. So those two very much feel of a piece.
You can tiptoe any day of the year, mate.
I do it all the way through the summer. The stairs are really warm.
So with that in mind, which one are you thinking?
First one.
The first one.
It was the first one. It was the first one. Well done there.
It's all you.
This is a good game.
That was fine.
The two lines you came up with feel like they could be part of a song that you should write.
You should write a sort of panto.
Kneeling by the hearth, stocking full, what on earth? Tiptoeing down the stairs. Is that you, David?
That sounds good. I'm listening to that. I'm not turning it off. I'm not buying it, but I'm not turning it off.
Yeah. If that pops up on Six Music, sure.
Yeah, I'm walking out the room, but I'm keeping it playing.
Olga, I've got one for you here. There you go. Now, Olga, I can tell you, your line is from McFly, from their song Transylvania, from the 2006 album Motion in the Ocean.
Ooh.
Okay.
A classic.
An absolute classic.
Were you a fan of McFly?
I thought you were going to ask if I was a fan of Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn?
I mean, you may have slightly given away which one is your... So, all three of these will now have to have Anne Boleyn in them.
Oh, God.
Tom
You're
is
welcome. I'm now the dumbest person on this.
Can I? Can I say Tom is so good at getting in people's heads. He did it so well with the Christmas thing for John, but he actually got into a classic cell phone here. You got into your own teammates.
That was such a weird moment.
Yeah.
I was like, they should be laughing more. What the fuck?
Yeah, only you can read that, Olga. And we don't know what it is. But now I think all of them will have to somehow feature Anne Boleyn. So this is from McFly's Transylvania. We know two words. The others at this stage are completely up for grabs. Okay.
Very surreal.
Are you a fan? But, I mean, the question still stands. Olga.
Are you a fan of
Anne
Boleyn?
Are you a fan of Anne Boleyn?
How does she die?
Anne Boleyn?
Yeah. Beheaded?
Beheaded.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Extra
fingers, I thought she survived. I thought she was still alive today.
No, no.
I hate to break it to you.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, immortal.
Okay, Olga.
Yeah.
I needed no time when I did mine. I needed no time.
Yeah, but all yours were at Christmas, mate.
Yeah. And they didn't rhyme.
Anne Boleyn, my only queen, under her petticoats, some skin.
Sexy.
Ooh.
Nice.
Sexy McFly.
Anne Boleyn, she kept a tin, which all her hopes and dreams were in.
Really shit, McFly.
Anne Boleyn, she kept him keen. She was only just a teen.
Naughty McFly. It was a different time, McFly.
She was only just a teen. Okay, so was it...
They were all really good, by the way.
Now, was it Anne Boleyn showing some skin?
I need to redeem myself.
Was it Anne Boleyn keeping a tin, or was it Anne Boleyn as a teen?
I think she had a tin. They liked all that stuff.
Loads what, of McFly or Anne Boleyn?
The Tudors. Loads of like little tins next to there.
Great to have Simon Sharma on the show. They love all that. Fucking bullshit. So which one are you going to go for? John's leaning towards the tin. Clarky, do you back your teammate that you've just met?
Back him to the hilt. Let's go tin.
You are correct.
Yeah! Oh, then that is, you get the points there.
Very you knew good. It.
Now, finally, Ben, we'll give this one to you. This is for Olga and Olga and Tom to guess. Your line is from the Ballad of Paul Kay from McFly's 2005 album, Wonderland. Let's have your three lines, please.
You can certainly make his day. If you scream from your window at jolly old Paul Kay. He didn't look at his paper once when he was doing that.
Didn't look at his paper
Not
once.
Not once.
Know it.
He knows it off by heart.
It's just always there.
He doesn't like to mention applying for his pension.
Any of these could be it. That's the problem. They're so shit. Okay, these could all be true.
He could make your day if you shout out the window, oi there, a jolly old Paul Kay. He doesn't like to mention about his pension. Okay, what else do we have?
He's famous for eating his salads. Of Paul Kay, this is his ballad.
Oh.
Yeah. We think I enjoyed those. I enjoyed them all.
Yeah. We both immediately said we think it's the second one. Like, just like right there. So, and I don't quite know why, but that's you were like, it's the second one.
It's the telepathy of teamwork there. You two think it's the... So we had initially...
Yeah.
We had the one about people shouting out the window at him. Yeah. We had the one about him applying for a pension.
Yeah.
And then we had the third
the
one.
The ballad.
So, the ballad. The ballad and the salad.
Going the second one.
The and you were and saying it's
the second... That's the right one.
Yeah.
It was indeed. It was indeed the pension. Congratulations there. So, at the end of that round, Bruce Ben, what are the scores?
Well, Tom and Olga have got 15. John and Ben have got 5.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That doesn't sound great.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Ben and John are looking a little flustered, whilst Tom and Olga are feeling flush, but that could all change if we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Whoa!
Games! Let's play together!
Games!
Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there!
Do as you're told!
Games! If you lose, you get nothing!
Games!
If you win, you get gold!
Gold! Hear that, commissioners? That's the sound of an audience! You need them! Yes! Listen to that. That is a cult sensation happening live.
Really is, and thanks to all eight of you. Yes, we are playing Flat Games, where this time we are going to be doing our version of the board game The Settlers of Catan.
Ooh!
Yes!
Finally!
finally we're taking on The Settlers of Catan, which we're calling The Metallers of Catan. In it, I'm going to ask each contestant to sing about a famous cat or a famous Anne.
Of course.
Without saying either.
We know famous Anne,
we know
we?
Famous Anne already.
Don't we, Olga?
Without saying either cat or Anne to the tune of a popular rock song, hence the Metallers.
The Metallers of Catan.
The Metallers of Catan. Their teammate has to guess the Anne or the cat they're singing about, and I'll also, of course, as always, award points for maximum rockulage. So, Ben, you are up first.
Oh, my God.
Ben,
here
yes,
we go.
You're up first. Here is your cat, or indeed your Anne. Your song is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear the music. DJ Bucket Louse, will you rock?
I don't know much about her, I confess, except that she is a princess. She's a princess. Her dad is a little bit racist. Recently he crashed his car, and that was a shame. We don't need to point blame. Yes, you better hold on. This is a song for what you know. You've been making all night. Well, no. Each other. And that's a lot of love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, I don't mean you any malice. Oh, she lives in a palace. Whoa. When she drinks, she probably does it from a chalice.
Fantastic, as always, strong work.
Wow. A lot of spit.
I'm giving you a full 10 points for rockulage there, Ben really? Clark. You gave half of her name.
Hold on.
That's like saying if someone's called like Miss or Mister.
It's not going to be Princess Cat, is it?
Let's allow now. That is a very good point you make there, Tom. But let's see if John Kearns can crack the Enigma code and tell us now for 5 points, who was he singing about?
Well, just before I say,
okay, yes, I love this.
There's a cat in the Aristocats that is called Princess.
Is that your final answer?
Oh,
that could. But in this case, we're talking about a horse, Princess Anne.
Correct.
He's not
the audience not sure
to
applaud that there.
He's not pleased with himself.
Not pleased with myself at all.
Not pleased with yourself.
Horrible.
It's a mean-spirited thing to say about a lovely millionaire.
Now, also, I'm incredibly foreign, so for half of that song, I thought he was talking about Anne Hathaway of the Princess Diaries.
Would have been a good one. Okay, so, Olga, you're up next. Here is your cat, or Anne, and your song is Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. Ooh, now,
a banger.
Little pro tip, don't read out what's on that bit of paper. To everybody else. Keep it to yourself. Here we go.
That's valid.
DJ Bucket Louse, once more, rock the house.
Get your phones. Get those lighters in the air. Come on.
So I'm doing it with verse, right?
Shit.
I can be around the girl who played Clarissa, but it's another TV series from the same exact time era. I am Fluffy Friend, a covered in black fur, and thy name I have is a reference to the burning of the women. And I know how many more clues. Oh shit, I don't even know. Dog food, because I'm not a dog, I'm a household pet, though I'm a pet of Melissa Joan Hart.
Woo! Oh,
thank you.
Such a strong performance there, and I think that Rockulage goes all the way up to 11 there, so 11 points for the Rockulage. However, Tom, do you know what cat or Anne she was singing about?
So, this isn't my area of expertise.
Okay, that's all right.
Those kind of teenage witches. But I'm guessing it's Sabrina's cat.
It is Sabrina's cat.
And I think from the clue, and I think Sabrina's cat was called Salem.
Yes! Woo! Oh! Fantastic work there.
Ooh, nicely done.
Okay, so John, it is now your turn. Here you go. Here's your cat or your Anne. And your song is, we're going to take you all the way back to 1991, Smells Like Teen Spirit by the band Nirvana. DJ Bucket Louse, let's get grunge.
SMTV is what I remember her from. With Anne and Deck, they stood either side of her. She smiled at me when I was 6, watching SMTV. She then went off, married money, gave up the career. She lives in L.A. now, remembering SMTV. I remember her, she smiled at me on my TV. She was... She was... She was...
You know what? The best part of this song is the verse.
My girlfriend on TV when I was 6 on SMTV. She was my girlfriend on SMTV.
She was my girlfriend on SMTV.
She was my girlfriend on SMTV. She was my girlfriend on SMTV. I never met her! She never replied!
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Extraordinary.
I'm going to have to give you 11 out of 11 for Rockulage there. Fantastic.
Oh, good, strong 11. Stuff.
But Ben Clark, what was John Kearns, who in fact was John Kearns singing about there? Was it a cat? Was it an Anne?
Was it Cat Deeley?
Yeah. It was Cat Deeley!
Really good.
Really good. So we're going to end this with
emotional.
You. It was that really
was
emotional.
Very emotional.
It took us on a journey. Tom, that's for you. Olga, you are guessing. The song you're going to be singing along to is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. And you know what? I've always seen you as a child of mine. Ready, Tom? DJ Bucket Louse. Let's get nasty. It's quite high, I'm going to tell you that now. It's quite high.
She's got smile and eyes that are soft. I don't know where she is, cause she's in the loft. She's writing something. Oh, no. I think it's a diary. She's got a smile and it's really manic. If only she'd come down from the attic. I'd like to open up her book and read. Oh, 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 hiding from the Nazis. Oh, she's hiding from the Nazis.
Oh, fantastic. A fantastic performance there.
It's a very loud song. It's the reason she was caught.
It was a very strong song, Tom. And you did a very good job. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10 for the rock there.
Oh, I want those points.
Olga. Olga, have you got any idea who he was singing about?
Anne Frank.
It was actually Anne of Green Gables. Now this is the
I'm so sorry.
The strange thing, you just didn't know who she was, and you just took a punt. Just rounded up.
Took a punt.
No, it was of course Anne Frank. Now producer Ben. At the end of that round, what is the score? I'm talking points, not morally. What is the score at the end of that round? And if you would give it to us to the tune of the riff from Smoke on the Water, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely stuff.
Tom and Olga have 46. John and Ben have 36.
Oh, wow. Okay, so only 10 points in it. So... from rock and roll to between a rock and a hard place. You worked hard. You worked hard for those points. So from rock and roll to between a rock and a hard place, we attempt to solve your flat bass problems in Beef Brothers.
Oh. Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellers to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Charlie, who is in the audience. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Charlie. Now, Charlie writes, my housemate always puts his dripping wet laundry above mine on our clothes horse.
Oh.
Mine is usually dry before he even puts his up. Mine gets soaked again, and so the cycle continues. Lovely ending there, Charlie. John and Ben, you are on Charlie's side. Olga and Tom, you are on the side of his flatmate. Do we have a name for the flatmate? You don't have to give a name if you don't want to.
It's Tom.
It's Tom. Mm. So Tom and Olga...
like him already.
You're on Tom's... you're on Tom's side.
Getting wet ain't a bad thing. Yes.
Please.
Oh, that's where we draw the line, is it?
Yes.
Fuck me.
Absolutely vulgar. Before we have our actual cases, a cross-examination, any questions for Charlie?
Big question. Charlie, this our clothes horse business, did you pay for it separately or did you pay for it together? Is it our clothes horse?
Came with the flat.
It's a strong answer.
Bulletproof.
Anything from Ben and John here?
What's your housemate's... oh,
name.
Name.
It's Tom, mate. It's Tom.
Fucking hell.
Larky, are you fucking kidding me?
Fucking something's going on.
Are you all right, Clarky? Are you all right? What's going on?
A little bit tired.
What shape is this clothes horse?
Ooh, I've never had to describe the show.
They box themselves both into a corner there, haven't they?
Like a K on its side? That's the kind I've got.
It's not a standard one. It's attached to the wall.
Ah.
Above.
It's like a towel rail.
So it's like two bits that come out off the wall over the bath.
Is it like a line that you pull out from the wall?
No.
Let's let him tell us.
He just told us, but he didn't describe it in enough detail for me to picture it.
Get your shit together,
Charlie. I'll describe for a podcast audience. There's a wall.
Yeah, there's a wall.
What a pro. Not for the podcast audience. It's your podcast, Charlie.
Now, Charlie, you're doing a wonderful job. We could picture the wall. We've all got it in our minds.
Excellent.
Let's hear the rest of it.
A third up the wall.
There's
a rack that comes out across the bath, over the bath.
Oh, okay, so it literally is like...
It's like a towel rail, yeah, sure.
Like a towel rail, yeah.
Oh, and then Kel Supreme.
Above that,
someone was
another
right.
One.
Someone said towel rack 5 minutes ago, Charlie. For the podcast audience!
There's a real tension in the room. But I like it. So, yeah, so...
One on top of the other. So two towel rails.
Two towel rails that you're using as clothes dryers.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Your clothes are dry first, right? Which yeah. means
this feels
you put the clothes on first. So yes. You put the clothes on first.
This is congested.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there because I feel like this is a case. This is, you're actually making your case here rather than asking a question.
Fanshawe's going to make the case and it's not going to be this. You're putting the clothes on.
I'm going to stop it right now because it feels like this is conjecture. You can ask a question, but you can't describe a scene.
What's your address?
Don't worry, he'll forget it in 10 seconds.
You like the sound of this bathroom, do you? Yeah.
Also, what's your name again?
Charlie, here's a question. If you're the one putting your clothes on the towel rack first, why do you choose to put it on the bottom towel rack and not the top one?
Oh.
Don't have very long arms.
Doesn't have very long arms. He's got an answer for everything.
Touché.
This slippery customer.
Can you reveal to the courtroom now the length of your arms, please? Because if they're abnormally short... Then maybe you've got a point, but...
My housemate is taller than me.
Okay. Hee Hart?
How
he's
tall...
Wait, is he here?
He's here!
Oh, he's here!
Oh! Woo! Okay. Hi, Tom!
Okay, can you both stand up, please? And I'll describe it for the podcast audience at home, Charlie. Okay, so there's about... What?
Tom is taller.
There's barely a foot difference, right? Can you put your arms in the air,
barely
please?
Barely a foot.
And can you wave your arms around? And now can you jump up and down, please? I've got mad with power!
We've got Tom here. Tom, can we have any questions for Tom himself? Because he's here in the room. Olga?
What size jeans do you wear?
Length or width?
Nice.
Oh.
Width? This courtroom just got spicy.
You know that W on jeans is waist, not width, right?
Yeah, sorry.
I can't believe someone just got schooled by Clarkie.
What jobs do you do? Is one of you outdoors more than the other? Does one of you get clothes dirtier more often than the other?
I'm an engineer. Sure.
You're an engineer?
Engineer.
So you're in an office.
In an office, a twist. Interesting.
And Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm a project manager.
Okay, so in which case, I'm going to call upon John Kearns to begin the case for the prosecution. Now remember, John, you're on Charlie's side. Your minute begins now.
Charlie, can I call you Charlie?
Yes.
My mother always taught me to never leave a wet towel on your bed linen. I'm sure you're aware of that. I'm sure you are, aren't you, Charlie?
Yes.
We were brought up with manners. Is that right, Charlie?
That is right, yes.
We were brought up how to live life, but to also look after ourselves before anyone else's. After all, it was your bed, wasn't it, Charlie?
15 seconds left.
Maybe Tom wasn't brought up that way. Education. Just look after your mate.
3 seconds left.
Okay.
John Kearns, everybody, beginning the case for the prosecution. Okay. Lot to chew on there. Lot to chew on. I'm now going to call upon Olga to begin the case for the defence. You're on Tom's side. Yeah. Off you go.
Look. Tom's taller. He has a better job. He knows that he's ahead. And that's why he's generous enough to give Charlie all the time in the world to hang his laundry first. Because he likes to give Charlie a head start. But even with that head start, Charlie can't anticipate that the only place that Tom could hang his laundry after Charlie's done is on top of his drying laundry. So let me ask you, the audience, how much slack can you cut a man until it's his own fault that his clothes is wet again? Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Good question. Charlie, do you wear slacks?
How do you I can think buy you some. I know your size.
How do you think it's going so far?
I'm looking forward to Ben's work.
You're looking forward to Ben's work. Okay, you're in a small gang there. Tom, how are you feeling about the case?
I think all the facts are bubbling to the surface, and it's going to be a fair result.
It's got a nice way with words.
Who the fuck are these two?
I don't know. I don't know, but I like them. I've got a lot of time for them.
Fucking hell, they're running rings around us. Petrified. Absolutely petrified.
The old they're running rings around us is not on mic chat, I'd say. I don't know much about the courtroom.
Imagine a lawyer on camera. They're running rings. The microphone's on. Oh, good. I want it to be on. They're running rings round me. The glove don't fit. Acquit. He's not wearing a glove. I don't give a shit.
So, as a little treat for Charlie, Ben is going to have a go. And so, Ben, you are going to continue the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Charlie, I sympathise, mate. The home is full of things that make stuff wet and then other things that make stuff dry. And the whole system's fucked. We've got washing machines, we've got dishwashers, we've got showers, baths, sinks, normally a few of them, all with the same job to make stuff wet. And then you've got an oven, a microwave, a toaster, all to make stuff dry, hot, dry, you know, same thing. Should be a way of streamlining that if only you had a housemate who was a fucking engineer who could just come up with something to sort the situation out.
That is your time. Very strong work there from Clarkie. Now, Tom, you're going to conclude the case as the defence. Are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm going to be doing it in the style of a deep South American defence lawyer.
Yes.
From a John Grisham novel.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Fanshawe Standen here, providing and presiding. Had a big lunch? I'm sure you had a big lunch too. Now here we are listening to these damn dear fancy lawyers over there with them fandangled words, toaster. Hell, we don't eat no toast around here. We simple folk, corn on the cob. Grits. Still thinking about my lunch. Listening to them there boys up there, Charlie and Tom. Hell, whole lives ahead of them. Stay in school, kids. Proud of them. Local boys. Reminds me of a tale of local boys. Hell, I'm sure you remember. Hell, years ago now, going back there, 40, 50, 80 days, 90 days. Triplets. You remember. Ah, triplets. Born in the town. Gary. George. An old little Jim. Gary, George, old little Jim. Born of the Juicing Brothers. Hell, how the brothers had triplets, we'll never know. Ah, town's miracle. Where they gonna sleep? Little bunks, little bunks. Triples, one, two, three. Someone's got to go on the top bunk. Little Tim. little Tim Juicing, the dad. Then in the middle, there's George. Hell, I got myself all confused now.
Names are confusing.
Suffice to say that it all fell down. And now them twins. Yeah. You think about them triplets today. Them twins today. You think about what goes on the bottom and you think about what goes on the top. And you make that right decision. Not for me. Not for little Charlie. Not for little Tom up there. But for little Jimmy Juicing. The flat triplet. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh. It's a shame there's no further questions because we've got tons.
How long was...
Time moves slower in the south.
You wanted more time, Mr. Okay. That was your final 10 seconds.
I can tell you he did 43 seconds, would you believe? 43 seconds.
It just feels like
just
a long
feels
time.
Very long. Just his way. He just speaks slowly. It seems like he's talking for a long time. So I can't adjudicate Beef Brothers because I'm a pescatarian. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to call upon our Pleasance audience to decide. So if you think John and Ben and therefore Charlie is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Let's hear that. If you think Olga and Fanshawe made the best case for Tom here, then I'd like you to applaud now. Let's hear that. Oh, it has to be Olga and Fanshawe.
The defence rests, Your Honour.
I'm afraid so. Charlie, how are you feeling about the result?
Can I take it to an appeal? Or?
I'm afraid not. No, no. The Beef Brothers Court is final. The solution, I guess, is you have to move out. Tom, how are you feeling?
Delighted.
Guys, for like literally 15 quid at Argos, you can buy like a clothes horse of your dreams.
Cheaper than 15 quid.
Also, why are you doing it in the bathroom? The bathroom's wet.
Oh, are you having a shower?
Yeah, the shower's on.
We've solved it, man.
We've cracked it, so there we go. Next up, it's the quickfire round. And this week, I believe, in a change to our usual schedule, Tom and Ben, you've come up with a little jingle. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, can't wait to hear it. Here we go.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's confusing to some that it has this introduction.
Ooh, it's less than ideal.
Some people complain that this jingle is too long. They say it's the quickfire round, so it should go quite quickly.
They say it's boring to listen a long time to this voice.
I kind of agree.
And that is why I've been on a course. I've learned how to do celebrity impressions so I can spice up this jingle by, for example, doing it as Pierce Brosnan. Or I could do it, I'm doing it as Shirley Bassey. This is the quickfire. Or I can do it as John Travolta. This is the quickfire round, okay? So be cool with it. Like John is always cool with it. I can do it as a posh Englishman. You know that celebrity? It's a posh Englishman. One of Dad's army, maybe, when he wasn't in character. Well, there we are. It's time for the quickfire round, says John Wayne. I quite agree with you, mate. Let's do it quite quickly right now, says Ronan Keating.
Ooh, these are very accurate.
Okay, here it is. The quick fire round. Well, thank you, John. That was an impression of John. You don't know him, but I do.
It's a very good impression.
Anyway, let's get on with the quick fire. Shirley?
Such strong work there. So in this quickfire round, I'm going to ask you simple trivia questions with two-word answers. But because...
Ooh, that's right, mother lover! This quickfire round's brought to you by Samuel L. Jackson! Have a good quickfire round! Y'all! Thank you, Samuel L. Jackson. And let's get on with the round, but let's leave the final round to who, Ben?
Tom Cruise.
Hey, everyone! I'm giving you plenty of juice here! Take the juice and make the quickfire round a really nice time! And don't listen to me about it! Listen to my friend, Angelina Jolie!
Hello, I'm Angelina Jolie.
Thanks, Angela. And here it is, from Tom and Angela. It's time to do the quickfire round. Oh. I'm drinking some juice here.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. There was a couple in the front row, and just as the jingle started, she leant over to her partner and said, is this nearly the end? And he was like, no.
Sorry, mate. So, in the quickfire round, I'm going to ask you simple trivia questions with two-word answers. But because our theme is toilet-related, I'm going to ask you to swap the first letters of these words with the letters W and C. So, if the answer was, for example... Sandra Bullock, I'd like you to give me Wandra Cullock. I'd like you to shout out your first names instead of buzzers. So Ben and John, let's hear that now.
Ben.
John.
John forgot his own name there for a second. It's catching. Ben and John, we've heard yours. Tom and Olga, let's hear your buzzers, please.
Wom.
Wolga.
Wom and Wolga.
We've already started.
I like it.
And that's why we're winning. The hearts of the audience.
Okay, here we go. First question. In which sport would you perform the Fosbury flop?
Tom. Wycombe.
Correct. Sean Connery, Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan have all played which spy?
John.
Volga.
John.
Wamescond.
Wamescond is correct. Which writer, actor, director created and stars in the TV show Girls?
John.
John.
Wiener Curran.
Wiener Cunham is correct. Which phrase is typically used to express gratitude?
Wolga.
Wolga.
Wang Ku.
Wang Ku is correct. Which classic rock band is fronted by Mick Jagger?
Wolga.
Olga.
Rolling Cones.
Rolling Cones. Who, alongside Jack Fincham, won 2018's Love Island?
Fucking hell.
John.
John.
Wanny Kaya.
Wanny Kaya is correct. Which British Prime Minister famously said, "We will fight them on the beaches"?
John. Tom.
Yes. John.
Chinston Churchill.
Oh, I'll give you a bonus point for that. Name the 1993 Spielberg movie about a theme park inhabited by
Tom.
I'm going to have to give it to Tom, I'm afraid.
Wurassic Park.
Wurassic Park is correct. Which singer wrote Piano Man, We Didn't Start the Fire, and Up
Wolga.
Then? Wolga is correct. Oh, sorry, Wolga's not correct. Wolga is your name. What's the answer?
Willie Cole.
Willie Cole is the correct answer. Which guitarist is most famous for playing with Cliff Richards and the Shadows?
Tom.
Tom.
Woody Colley. Oh, no.
No. I'm afraid not. It wasn't Buddy Holly. I could throw it open to anyone else. Guitarist most famous for playing with Cliff Richard and the Shadows. Was, of course, Wank Carvin.
Yeah.
Which former Conservative Health Secretary is the current British Foreign Secretary?
Tom.
John.
Tom.
Yeah.
Wermy Cunt.
Which semi-popular podcast are we currently recording?
Ben.
Watch a clap down.
You going to give him a point for that?
No, I don't think I can. Watch a clap down. What do you think the show's called, Ben? Because you don't know your teammate's name. What's the fucking show called?
Oh, God.
Is it called Flatshare? Is it called Flatshare Slackdown? Is it, Ben?
No. I don't know.
That's our time. Those are our questions. But before we hit the final scores, Olga and John, anything to plug? Either of you want to plug anything?
Nah.
Nothing for June. Olga?
Come see my Edinburgh show in just a month.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I'm doing Edinburgh as well, if you want to come to that.
Oh, you're on at the same exact time across the street from each other.
So go and see Olga, go and see John. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Pappy's Tweet, where all details of upcoming live shows and all that. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review. We would ask for 5 stars, and I think tonight's been a perfect example of a 5-star show. So, producer Ben, can we please hear the final scores?
Yes, we can. Well, one team have 41, the other have 53.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
John and Ben have 41. Oh. Tom and Olga have 53.
Oh, so John and Ben get to flush the toilet while Olga and Tom get to come with me to see Armenian toilet-themed metal band Sister of a Down. Yeah. Thanks to our guests, Olga Cock and John Kearns. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown.
Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown. Featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Olga Cock and John Kearns. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Grin Reese Davis for helping out, and to the Pleasants for having us. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown is a Fuzz production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Wow. What an episode there with, well, who were our guests?
I don't remember the surnames.
But a real treat. Please do remember to leave us a review, to hop on the Patreon. There's loads of extra footage there. There's a great chat afterwards where we go over Clarkie's brain melt. So that is definitely worth hopping on the Patreon
yes,
for.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Leave us a review on iTunes. Recommend us to people. Come and see another live recording.
Yes, we've got some great live recordings coming up.
6th of June. My birthday.
Clarkie's birthday on the 6th of June.
Which is at the Udderbelly.
It's big. It's on
a big venue,
South
please.
Bank Udderbelly.
Please,
guys,
come along.
It's a biggie. We need you there. We need you there. Tom Allen is our guest.
Oh, what a ledge.
And we also have
Laura Lex.
The brilliant Laura Lex.
Yes.
So it's going to be a very, very strong episode. 2 weeks later after that, we're going to be at the Phoenix for another show, which is quite an important one. It's on the 19th.
Yeah.
June the 19th. Quite an important one. We can't tell you why, but we can tell you that our guests are going to be Miss London, London Hughes, and Alistair Green.
It's going to be a real treat, so yeah, please do come
along. Please come to those, yeah.
Mm, great.
It should be good fun.
But otherwise, take care of yourselves. Have a load of fun. What's left to say?
So stay tuned for the Pappy's Neighbourhood Watch roll call. And Tom, who was this episode produced by?
Corsham team! It was Emma Corsham!
Emma Corsham!
Cheers, everyone! Bye! Bye. Please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
I love that one. That was a really strong one.
How bad was it?
He never moans,
It's Robert Holmes.
It's a hell of a palaver when you hang out with Danny Parker.
Give me more. William Shaw. I love that one, but I'm freaking out about this one. Here we go. When it hits hard, it really hits hard, doesn't it? Yeah. When the brain goes completely blank. Yeah.
The trick is to not stop moving.
Yeah, I think this is it. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. It's Matthew McKeffey Ashton. Oh,
she's right here amongst it because she spent a tuppence. It's Vicky Flippance.
He's got a plan. It's Joe Tiltman.
He's been to hell. It's Tony Boydell.
This boy knows how to whistle a tune. He is Brendan Rooney. He is.
I hope she has a pet. It's Amy Garbett.
I'd love to have some more of Rob Batchelor.
He's a real joy bringer. It's James Ringer.
Please don't be fleet. It's Alicia Petite.
He's also a gentleman. It's Cameron Officer and a gentleman.
We're in prison. People shiv you, but other people lend you their backy. She's that kind. It's Megan Mackey.
He lives in our house. He's our lodgers. It's Chris Rogers.
He's always got a mean look on his face. That's right, he has a glower. It's Adam Power.
You can't go wrongly with Martin Connolly. Apologies.
Can't go wrongly.
He is our ward. It's Sam Hansford.
He's incredibly cool. It's Austin Ewell.
His name really isn't Mavis. It's Matthew Davis.
It's everyone's son, Will Thompson.
It's everyone's nan, Will Freeman.
He once trained a hamster to not hurt on people. It's Matthew Hamster Burton.
Don't bury your head in the sand. Instead, meet Jane Brand.
What's going on, Reese Robertson?
It's Beethoven's fifth, David Smith.
She's a lovely fella. It's Lindsay Camella.
She listens after dark. It's April Clark.
What are you doing here? I thought we'd banned you. Lee McAndrew.
Yay!
And that concludes today's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon Roll Call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.